Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. City boss Pep Guardiola fears striker Sergio Aguero could miss the first 2 months of the Premier League season. Aguero suffered a knee injury against Burnley on the 22nd of June. It kept the Argentine out of the final 10 games of City's domestic campaign, as well as their two Champions League matches in August. Guardiola says he's now uncertain whether City's 32-year-old record goal scorer will be fit until November. He said, "We knew the injury was difficult. He still hasn't had one training session with us, and Sergio is not a guy who regains his physical condition quickly. He's been out for a long time, so maybe in 1 or 2 months he will be ready." Moving on, and Guardiola insists he will have no complaints if City don't make further additions to their squad before next month's transfer deadline. City have brought in central defender Nathan Ake and winger Ferran Torres in deals worth £40 million and £20.9 million respectively. Napoli's £70 million rated defender Kalidou Koulibaly has long been considered a target, with centre-back having proved a problem position last season. Even if a Koulibaly deal does not materialise, City are thought to be weighing up other defensive options. Well, Guardiola said, "Since day one, since I arrived here, I've been more than satisfied with the team, and the club does everything to do their best, not just for me, but for the team. What's going to happen is going to happen. If we have to stay with the players we have, I'll be happy." And finally, City pair Aro Muric and Pablo Moreno have both joined Girona on loan for the 2020-21 season. The duo became the latest City players to depart the Etihad on a temporary basis this summer and have taken the well-trodden path to the Blues' sister club Girona, who play in the Spanish second division. That's all for now. We'll have more later.